Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm wishing you happy Monday. It's money-making Monday on most radio stations, so it's a good day of the week. It's Monday, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 8 continents. So everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So sit back, put your feet up, and enjoy your drink, because I have entertainment for you today. So the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Because in Las Vegas, it's hot. It's 107 degrees. The sun is shining. The skies are blue. And we have a few clouds in the sky. But it's hot. It's hot. Oh, yeah. The sun is beaming down on the street. And I bet you could fry an egg on the street. It's so hot. The concrete is just steaming. But this is the best time of year to be here during the summer because it has hot, beautiful weather. The girls are walking around in bikinis and G-strings, and the guys have T-shirts and bike pants. Oh, it's a great sight. It's eye candy for everybody. Now, we've just opened up the bars in Las Vegas because of the governor. He put the decree out for all of the bars to be open. Before, you had to be serving food in order to have a bar open. And now he's saying all bars can be open. And they're going to see how the pandemic affects all of the bars, all of the general population, if they have. They're still having social distancing in the bars, and they're still setting their tables up so that they're not sitting on top of each other. And they're asking that everybody wear a mask and, you know, make sure you stay 6 feet away from the person next to you and don't go into any crowded situations. So they're going to have an occupancy limit in all of the bars. So that's what we're trying. Starting today, the bars in Las Vegas are open to the community. And the ones that were serving food now are serving drinks also. And the ones that were serving only drinks are now open for business. So everybody should be able to go back to work. And we should have an opportunity to increase our jobs in Las Vegas, well, in Nevada. Because of the pandemic, everybody was either laid off or they were home taking care of family. So this is a chance for everybody to get back to work. And if everybody does what's been required, for everybody to wear the mask, stay 6 feet away from persons next to you and don't walk in a crowd of 10 or more people, we should be all right. We should control this virus and knock it down. Because we're up to 191,000 people that have died in the United States because of this virus. So, you know, I don't know what the president is saying about that. He's saying, well, some people got to go. They got to go. I guess they got to go. And that ain't really cool, especially if it's your family or friends or your relatives or your buddies. You don't want to see nobody go like that. It ain't time for young people to die. They got their whole life ahead of them. So anyway, that for the news. Let's talk sports. All right, DJ Papa D, before we do the NFL football, let's talk NBA basketball. The Lakers won again, and I'm starting with the Lakers because I'm a Lakers fan. They won again. They beat Denver for the third game, so they're up 3-0 in the series. And the Las Vegas Aces lost, and I think they're one game from elimination from the Women's Western Conference Championship. And the Golden Knights have been eliminated from playoffs. They were in the championship round, and they lost last two nights ago. So there's no more hockey going on. Now we got to look forward to our baseball team and see what the NBA, the MLS is doing. And then we'll know what's happening, because I think the baseball team is still pretty good. I think we got the Giants and the Dodgers are still in it, doing well. The Angels are even in it. The Athletics are in it. And the Padres are still in it. But it's early in the season, so we can't really say anything bad about them right now. Everybody's just playing along. Except I found out they're hitting a whole bunch of home runs. They hit like 19 home runs in three games the other day, which is unusual. I think they put some steroids in those balls or something, because they're flying out the stadium. They're going 440 feet. That's a long home run. Although I hit one 550 feet when I was in college. So I'm still the leader in the home run race right here, right now, in Las Vegas. That's right. G-Money's the all-star. So I got that in my assessment. But anyway, that's it with baseball. So, all right, DJ Property, let's go to the NBA. Let's see what's happening in the NBA.
All right. Starting with last Sunday's games, or last week's games. The Cleveland Browns beat the Cincinnati Bengals 35-30. You bet on Browns and under, and it was Browns and over.
Okay. Cleveland Browns beat Cincinnati. Oh, okay. That was a good win. I would have kind of picked Cincinnati if I was really thinking about it. But I guess Cincinnati doesn't have the squad they have. That's two losses for them. Okay, so Browns are 1-1, and Cleveland, I mean, Cincinnati's 0-2. Okay, next game.
The Bears beat the Giants 17-13. You bet on Bears and over, and it was Bears and under.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be a high-scoring game. But I'm glad to see the Bears got their offense together. The Giants still haven't got a quarterback yet, so they don't know what they're doing yet. So we'll have to give them a year. It's not going to be a whole lot of wins for the New York Giants. But the Bears will probably be a contention for the playoffs. Okay, so that's another win for G-Money. People, I hope you're keeping track, because I'm on a roll.
The Rams beat the Eagles 37-19. You bet on Rams and under, and was Rams and over.
Wow, Rams scored 37 points over the Eagles. Eagles didn't score but 19 points. Oh, that's disappointing. I thought it was going to be closer than that. The Rams kind of ran away with it. All right, Rams, I'm giving you the win. So that's another win for G-Money. Rams and the win. That means Philly's like 0-3 now. Uh-oh, 0-2. What is this, week two, right?
Week two.
Yeah, so they're 0-2. Okay. Next thing.
Cowboys beat the Falcons 40-39. You bet on Cowboys and under, and it was Cowboys and over.
Yeah, the Cowboys came out shooting. Man, their guns were loaded. Their running backs were running all over the place. The quarterback only had to throw the ball like 10 times in the whole game. His running backs was running crazy. They got two rookies that are just insane. They're running all over the place. And Atlanta still hasn't gotten their defense together. They got a new coach, so they're still organized. Okay, so that's another win for G-Money. All right. Get down, G. With the following people, that's 5-0. I'm 5-0. Okay. Next game.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Carolina Panthers 31-17. You bet on Buccaneers and under, and it was Buccaneers and over.
Oh, okay. The Bucs came on fire. They had some firepower. I guess they're getting their team together since they got Tom Brady as their quarterback now. Now they're playing ball. And they beat the Carolina, who had Cam Newton last year. So Carolina's still trying to get a quarterback. But at least they scored 19 points. So that means they're coming, they're getting it together. All right, that's another win for G-Money. That's 6 in a row.
Next up, the San Francisco 49ers beat the New York Jets 31-13. You bet on 49ers and under, and it was 49ers and over.
Oh, what was the total points of that game?
The total points was 41 and a half.
And what did the score add up to?
44.
It was 35-19.
31-13.
And 41 was the
right
total points.
41 and a half was total points, and the total points in the actual game was 44.
Oh, okay. Well, I won that game, people. I just missed on the total points. All right. Well, that's still a win for G-Money. I'm still undefeated. All right, let's go. What's the next game?
Next up, the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Denver Broncos 26-21. You bet on Steelers and under, and it was Steelers and over.
Oh, 26-21? Man, that was close. That's why I should never bet against my Broncos. 26-21. They only lost by 5 points. Where's the sports book? Get Broncos on that bet.
They gave the Broncos 7.5 points.
Yeah, they're taking Broncos because it still won that bet, people. Oh, that's why Gray don't never bet against the Broncos. But head up, I take the bet. All right, so that's another win for D-Money. That's about, what, 8 in a row now. We're on a roll. Okay, what's the next game?
The Tennessee Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 33-30. You bet on Titans and under, and it was Titans and over.
Whoa. Jacksonville has a squad. They're scoring points. And Tennessee's always been a good team. They're always scoring good points. So I should have known it would have been a close one. Okay. So they scored 60 points together, huh? 63? What's that? 33 and 31?
33 and 30. So 63.
63. Wow. Okay. And that was Tennessee versus Jacksonville. Oh. So Jacksonville has one win this season. But they're playing really good, so we need to keep our eyes on Jacksonville. All right. And the Titans won again, so they're undefeated. That's good. All right. That's another win for G-Money. Oh, man, it's going to be a great week. I can hear it. I can feel it, though. Something like somebody's going to mess up. Okay.
The Green Bay Packers beat the Detroit Lions 42-21. You bet on Packers and under, and it was Packers and over.
Yeah, Packers scored more points than I thought they would against Detroit. I didn't think Detroit's defense was going to hold up. But they scored a lot more points than I thought Denver would. I mean, Detroit did. So that means they're coming around. They're getting their offense together, people. And that game was played in Denver, or was it in Green Bay?
And that was in Detroit.
It was in Detroit. Oh. So
right.
Detroit had to show out. They came and played real good. Okay. Well, that's good. I picked Green Bay for the win. So that's another win for G-Money. All right. Next game.
The Buffalo Bills beat the Miami Dolphins 31-28. You bet on Bills and under, and it was Bills and over.
Mm. What was the score? 21-28?
31-28.
Oh, they only beat them by 3 points. Wow. And they're in the same league together, so they battle all the time. Oh, that's good. I'm glad Buffalo got the win, though. They need to keep on the winning track. They got to stay in their division. Okay. Well, that's good. That's another win for G-Money. All right. Next game.
Next up, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Minnesota Vikings 28-11. You bet on Vikings and under, and it was Colts and under.
Ooh. That's the one that got me. The Vikings got beat by the Colts. But the Colts just lost last week to Jacksonville. So they were trying to get their revenge back. I don't know what was going on with the other team. Indianapolis played Minnesota. Yeah. Minnesota had lost last week, too. So they're trying to get their offense back together. Okay. Well, I'm not upset about that. That's a lucky break. Minnesota will be back in the hunt. Not a problem. Okay, so that's one loss for D-Money. That's one.
The Cardinals beat Washington 30-15. You bet on Washington and under, and it was the Cardinals and under.
Oh, no. Washington got beat at home. Arizona Cardinals came all the way across the country and beat Washington at home. Oh, man. And I think I told you, everybody, I was taking Washington because they were playing at home. I didn't really give them a chance, but I gave them a shot because they were playing at home. And I thought they played good at home. And then they got beat by Arizona. Now, that's Arizona's first win this year. But Arizona has a good team. So maybe that'll be the start of something big for Arizona. Okay, so that's two losses for G-Money. Okay, well, that's two. And the next two games are Sunday night, Monday night?
There's one game tonight, but there's still a couple more games from the weekend if you want to go over those.
Yeah, sure.
The Ravens beat the Texans 33-16. You bet on Ravens and over, and it was Ravens and under.
33-16? That's 49 points. How many points did they give that game? Like 56?
50. 50.
50? Wow.
Yep.
And they only scored 49 points? Man. Sportsbook was on top of that one. That was a good game. That was a good one. All right. Sorry about that, Houston Texans. You guys played your heart out, but you played a superior Baltimore team. So it wasn't going to go your way. All right. So that's another win for G-Money. So now we have another game for this weekend.
The couple more games. the Chiefs beat the Chargers 23-20. You bet on Chargers and over, and it was Chiefs and under.
And they were playing in L.A., right?
Yep.
Yeah, I thought the Chiefs would come into L.A. and get a spanking playing in L.A.'s home turf. I thought the Chargers would whoop them. Man, at least it wasn't a blowout. The Chiefs are good at blowing teams out, starting off with being down by 15 and then come back with 30 points second half and stuff. Okay, good job, Chargers. You hung in there. 23-13, you said?
23-20.
Oh, 23-20. So they just lost 5 field goals. Okay. Well, good job, Chargers. You guys are hanging in there. And that was against the world champion, Kansas City Chiefs. All right, good job. All right, well, that's another loss for G-Money. So that puts me at three losses.
And finally, the Seattle Seahawks beat the New England Patriots 35-30. You bet on Seahawks and over, and it was Seahawks and over.
Right. Seattle beat New England. Nobody can beat Seattle at home. I told you. Nobody beat Seattle at home. Now, if it's the other way around, then we're going to bet on the other team. But at home, nobody beat Seattle at home. So that's a good job, Seattle. And that lets Cam Newton in on the All-Star team now. Belichick's going to be shaking his head a little bit. Yeah, yeah. All right, that's good. So now you have a loss in your division. That's a good thing. Seattle's going to be 2-0 going in. All right. Well, that sounds good. Count them up. That's 15 games. I won 13 of them. No, I won 12 of them. And I lost 3.
Right. So far, you're 12 for 15.
Yeah.
So you have to win tonight to be 13 for 16.
Right. Okay. Okay. And who's playing tonight? Who's that pick?
The New Orleans Saints are playing the Raiders in your hometown in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Game starts
Raiders.
About an hour and a half.
Oh, no. And people, I'm telling you, I'm picking the Saints to win. They're going to beat the Raiders at home. But I don't know. The hype here in Las Vegas is Raiders are up. They're fired up for the game tonight. They sold a bunch of tickets. I don't even know if they're supposed to sell tickets to the stadium because it's supposed to be social distancing. But I think they made some kind of deal where they could sell about 50,000. The stadium only holds 70,000. So if they have the top, the dome open, and they have the back door open, maybe they'll let some air in. And they'll let the people breathe in the stadium. So I think that's what they're going to do. But, yeah, the Raiders are ready. They're ready for the Saints to come on into town. And I like the Saints. I'm kind of liking my Raiders a little bit. But I can't bet against my Saints like I bet against my Chargers or I bet against my Broncos. Now, can't bet against the Saints. Sorry, Raiders. Next go around, we'll see what you do. And I want the Saints to start off with a 2-0 record. So we'll see what happens with the Saints. All right, well, that's it for NFL football today. I hope you followed my prediction because you should be good at the sports book if you did. And if you didn't, hey, next week you get that sports card out and you follow me as I pick the winners for game week number 3. All right, DJ Proper D, back to the music. We'll be back for a commercial break. And we'll be back for more of the radio show in a minute.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda. And his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff. And we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a 4-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch. And my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
Me and Mrs. Jones. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go.
With the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center, and we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing, and I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car, and I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets, and I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot. We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from LA. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to StoryTimeWithGMoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics.
and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytime with GMoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
You motherfucking right. I'm the bitch that's keeping it live and keeping it hot when you punk ass niggas don't. Nigga West Side, what? Bring it on.
Look for me, lost in the whirlwind. 96 Bonnie and Clyde, me and my girlfriend. Doing 85 when we ride, dropping this water sin. Born as a ghetto child, raised in this whirlwind. Come on, I've showered years, recalling tears, heart laced with venom. Smoking shirt, drinking malt liquor. Father, forgive us, me and my girlfriend.
Waiting for the moment you come home. I'm waiting by the phone. This is true love. love finger fucking you. All of a sudden I'm hearing thunder when you busting up. Niggas be ducking or taking numbers. Love to watch you at a block party begging for drama. While I'm leasing on the old timers. As for my mama, I would trade my life for yours. Behind closed doors, the only girl that I adore. Everything I'm asking for, talking to me, begging me to just take you around. 17 like Brandy, you just wanna be down. Talking loud when I tell you be quiet. You move around, bust around, activating the ride. That's why I love you so. No control down the road, unleashed. After a hit, you break apart, then back to one piece. Much love to my one and only girlfriend. The world is ours, just hold me down. Baby, witness the power. Never leave a nigga alone. I love you black or chrome. Turn this house into a happy home. Me and my girlfriend. All I need in this life is me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the blood.
are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world, and I have the best radio show on the planet. So tell everybody to tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got entertainment for everybody in the family. It's a worldwide program, and everybody should be able to listen to the activities I'm talking about. Well, since I am hosting Gregory's story, it's story time, people. It's time for me to tell you a real good story. So sit back, put your feet up, put your legs up, put your head back and relax as I'm going to tell you a good story for your listening pleasure today. All right, are you ready? On the mic, get set, go! Okay, DJ Papa D, take it to their ear hole. Yeah! So anyway, my friend has just come in the room with a guy, and I stayed next door at this Mexican room while she turned her trick. And she came and knocked on the door and came and got me, and I came back home, and she threw the money on the bed and said, all right, this is money to go buy us some food and to pay for our room for tomorrow night, and I'm going to go call my sister. And I want to let her know I want to come out and visit her because she's in Henderson. And she has two kids that think she's a boy, so she got to get a pair of jeans so she can go out to Henderson and look like a boy because her sister doesn't want her to show up looking like a girl because the kids don't understand. They think that's their Uncle Chris, and if he shows up like a woman, then it's going to be some drama. So she goes out, and she turns some more tricks that day, and she comes back, and she got like $180. She throws it on the bed and tells me to go get some food and to pay for our rent for a couple of days. So I do that, and I'm in the room the whole time. I haven't left. And when she comes back from Henderson, from seeing her sister, she comes back with this black woman. She brings this black girl into the room, and I'm like, what's going on with her? And she's like, oh, I met your friend out on the street. She's really nice, and I like her, and I'm out on the street selling dope. And I'm like, really? You're selling dope? She says, yeah, I'm a chef at the casino on Main Street in Fremont. But I'm the head chef, so I show up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I get all the food out and get it ready for my other chefs to work on the food, and I get them started preparing all the food for the day, and then I leave and I go walk Fremont because I'm selling dope. And I understand you smoke crystal meth. Here's some crystal meth. And she drops a package of crystal meth on us.
And I'm like, well, that's nice, but that ain't my drug of choice. And she goes, oh, do you like crack? And I go, yeah, I prefer crack. And she comes out with a bag of marbles, white marbles. They're like 80 rocks. And I'm going, oh, and she gives me two of those, which are like big $20 pieces. And she gives me two of those and goes, here, this is for you. One for you and one for your friend Cliff. And I'm like, okay. And I take it and I break it up and I start smoking the crack. Now, she comes in and she has a crack pipe. So she puts a piece of crack on, smokes it, and then passes the pipe to me. And I got a glass pipe now, a real crack smoking pipe. And I'm smoking, and I'm only smoking little bitty pieces because I'm still afraid of the effect of smoking crack because your heart beats real fast, and I don't want to have a heart attack. So I'm smoking little pieces at a time. But I'm smoking, and I'm smoking all day. And I got crack now, so I'm smoking. And then I finish smoking, and then I eat. And then I'm smoking some more, and I eat. And the black girl leaves and goes back to hustling on Fremont Street. So she's going back and forth, and she stops in every now and then to take a smoke break. She's smoking crack with me, and she's giving Chris some more crystal meth. And Chris is smoking the crystal meth. And then Chris is going back out on the street, and she's working. And she comes back at like 11 o'clock at night, and she throws the money on the bed and says, all right, here's money to pay our rent and to go get us some food. And I'm like, okay. And I go down and get the food and everything, and I come back, put it in the microwave. So we got a lot of food stacking up in the microwave because I'm eating a little bit, but I'm mostly smoking. I'm smoking crack all day. And I'm sitting up there going, hey, okay, this is cool.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
My.
I was teaching school in Compton. Some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, then I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. So support G-Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So thank you for listening to today's radio show. The clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to get out of here. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? So, I hope you had a good time with our radio show. But I do want to leave you with two songs before we pray, because we got to pray to get this pandemic situation in order around the world, not just for the United States. But we need to get it in order all around the world. So, I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting the radio show on social media so everybody can get access to the show. And I want to thank DJ Papa G for being my studio engineer, because he helps me with the game with the music, with the short, the joke, all of that, the commercial break. He's doing a hell of a job. So I want to leave you with these last two songs. The first song is I Ain't Gonna Waste No More Time Waiting On You To Come To Me. That's my country version song of a country hip-hop song. So it's good for us to listen to that every now and then. And then afterwards, I want to listen to G.G. Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. G.G. Money. G.G. Money. I've been a G since the day I was born. Okay. See you guys tomorrow on the radio. 3 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be back for more.
I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me. Come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house. But I'm waiting for you. Sleeping in my car, if you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. What a waste for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six pack of beer and I'm getting drunk. But I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. But I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna wait no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. Money presents the dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bags talking about G Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm gonna roast your butt. G Money presents the dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G Money. Heard me?
I'm Gregory Gerard. G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer and he will make sure I get the message and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Put it down, girl. Come on now.
Oh, this is G Money. Oh, this weed is so good. Oh, this is the Kona Green. Oh, this is the Indica, boy. Yeah, DJ, play another song while I get my head together. I'm talking to you as Reverend G Money. Because I've read in the Bible, it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot.
And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.